WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A traffic alert for those of you driving between Brenham and Navasota. State Highway 105 is closed at the Jackson Creek Bridge. TxDOT crews are working on an issue with the bridge. Vehicles will be detoured between FM 1155 and FM 2193. TxDOT did not give an estimated time of closure. There were few comments at this week's College Station School Board meeting before approving the district's first ever written policy on setting future campus attendance boundaries.
It's about monitoring annually and reporting publicly where we are in regards to both our proportion of kids in our various schools and the efficiency that we're using our buildings.
Comments from Superintendent Clark Ely were followed by remarks from Board President Valerie Yokin.
We've worked very diligently to make it clear and transparent to the community on how we feel a decision should be made in the future.
This week's unanimous vote followed 5 months of detailed discussion during school board workshops. You can read the policy online at WTAW.com. The Bryan School Board this week decided to change the process of selecting the general contractor who will be in charge of converting the present Stephen F. Austin Middle School building into central administration offices. Bryan ISD's construction manager Jeff Windsor says they were not able to reach a deal after 8 months of negotiations with the contractor who built the new SFA school and renovation of the former Civic Auditorium into the district's Performing Arts Center.
What I'm proposing to do is take it from the construction manager at risk, which falls under Balfour Beatty's purview, and put it on the street for a competitive sale proposal.
During those negotiations, Windsor says he visited with potential bidders of the estimated $8 million project.
I've already gotten a commitment from a number of local contractors that have already done us a very good job. And with the support of the local subcontractors, I think we'll be there.
The board's vote was unanimous. Revenue numbers are looking good in the city of Bryan.
Sales tax up 7%. I mentioned 41% on hot tax, hotel occupancy tax, and then our permit numbers, single family alone, year to date, is up 54%. So again, that just tells you the market is just booming right now, particularly for residential, but it's good times.
Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn on our show credits development all over town, but he also pointed out the contribution the new Stella Hotel has made in generating more hotel occupancy tax money. Once again, the U.S. House and Senate are along party lines arguing over how much more money to put into Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Congressman Bill Flores, during his weekly Washington update, doesn't want those programs to break the federal government.
And there's no amount of taxpayer tax increases that you can pass that would offset it because you'd crush the economy. So we've got to reform these two programs to make them sustainable for the future. And that's what our budget does.
Next Monday and Tuesday, Flores is holding town hall meetings via telephone and Facebook Live. Details are on the congressman's website at flores.house.gov. Christmas in July will take on its own definition at the state capitol. Governor Abbott, speaking on our show, plans to start issuing a naughty or nice list of lawmakers who support and oppose his special session agenda.
We will be publishing those who are supporting this legislation, and let voters decide that if their legislator's name is not on there, they're not part of the agenda right now.
Abbott says this is a way to reward lawmakers who support his agenda. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. Be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you this morning. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Do you want to learn the Bible? Are you tired of hearing stories, jokes, and constant illustrations when all you really want to do is worship God and learn His Word as He deems appropriate, as we see in John chapter 4 and verse 24? If so, why not visit us at the BCS Church of Christ? At the BCS Church of Christ, it is our goal to stand firm upon God's word and not upon the teachings and ever-changing opinions of men. In John chapter 8 and verse 32, Jesus clearly tells us that the truth will set men free. Later in John 17 and verse 17, Jesus says that God's word is truth. Thus, it is only by following God's word that men and women will actually be set free. The doctrines of men destroy true New Testament Christianity, and it should not be this way. If you would like to, come visit us at the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station, or come visit our website at thebcschurchofchrist.com to find out more about our times of study and worship.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Good morning, it's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure is still in control of our weather, and that'll be the story through the weekend. Abundant sunshine for today. Around 95 is where we'll end up. Tonight, clear skies, warm if you're headed out. Temperatures overnight, 75 to near 80. Sunshine tomorrow, there could be a shower or a thunderstorm late in the day. We're going to be about 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Then partly sunny Sunday with the chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Hugh Freeze of Ole Miss has resigned amidst more scandals surrounding the football coach. Meanwhile, the Rangers suffered a sweep by the Orioles, extending their losing streak to 5 games. And Manchester United took on Manchester City in Houston last night. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A long way from home.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that went to that, though. I guess just because it's not around here very often.
Well, again, it's Manchester United, and I think they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's kind of fun to do.
Yeah.
And picking Houston for it. All right, you going someplace today? You want to go to the rodeo? 695-1620. I got rodeo tickets for you. It's the 46th annual Brian Breakfast Lions Club. PRCA Rodeo. These tickets are good for either tonight or tomorrow night. So I got a pair if you want to call in, 695-1620. Okay. You want to quit Facebook, right?
Right. Everybody wants to quit Facebook.
Everybody wants to quit Facebook.
Okay.
But nobody does, and here's why. New studies found that we're all hopelessly addicted to Facebook. One reason above anything else is
FOMO.
And it lets you silently judge your friends.
Oh, yeah,
there it is.
And, of course, we love doing that so much that we can't look away. Researchers even found that we're willing to put up with all that offensiveness and nonsense and stuff that people post just for the sake of that one moment where you can go ahead and judge somebody.
I mean,
feel
I don't
better than they are.
I'm not on Facebook, but I am on Instagram and other forms of social media where I silently judge people. So.
Listen to you doing your confession right here.
Sometimes you do it and you don't even realize you're doing
right.
It.
You're right. It is
natural,
kind of a human nature kind of thing. Hey, here we go. Well, you got to hang on. I'll get back to you. 695-1620. Hey there, you want some rodeo tickets?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay. Well, who are you?
I'm Jerry, wasn't it?
All right, Jerry, got it. Got tickets for you. You can come by and pick them up here at Crystal Park Plaza.
Awesome. That's that mirrored building right there.
That's the one.
Thank you, man.
It is.
One and all right. Only.
That's it. The mirrored glass building right there on the freeway.
Yep.
You get to ride our elevator all the way to the 5th floor.
Have fun.
Yeah, you get to do that. And we'll have tickets for you when you do that. Hi there. Who's this?
Killeen Kirch.
What's your first name again?
Killeen.
What do you do, Killeen?
I work at Brazos County Sheriff's Department.
All right. Good for you. Thank you for doing that. And I got a pair of tickets for you, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Here we go. Got one more pair. Hey, who's this?
Doug Reyna.
Doug Reyna. How are you doing today, Doug?
Good.
All right. Now, if I actually had a third ticket, would you have somebody you could put in that seat?
Yes.
Well, okay. There. All right. We're done. Thank you, Doug. Come by and pick them up. All right. That's it. Well, we thank them. They gave us, I don't know.
A lot.
We gave away about 25, 30 tickets.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's good. All right. Here's the other thing that science is doing. First of all, you understand. See, our listeners are so smart, and then they quit calling. I mean, if you were on Maverick, they'd still be calling for another hour.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Anyway, I gotta have something else to give away today. I'll look and see. I'll make sure. All right, we gotta quit Facebook. We understand why we don't do that. Now, deep down inside, you already knew that McDonald's must do something to their French fries.
Oh, yeah.
To make them so addictive.
So
and
good.
Delicious.
First of all, they got the equation. I mean, they got them cut the right size.
Yep.
They know how to fry them just the right amount of time.
Perfectly salted.
But according to foodbeast.com, the reason their fries are so addictive is because they're coated in beef flavoring.
Beef flavoring?
Yep.
Beef flavoring.
Yep.
Sorry, vegetarians.
Now, that makes them activate your umami taste, okay?
Okay.
Those are the taste buds that are between your salt taste buds, and that's kind of what hooks you on them.
Mm.
By the way, it also means the fries are not vegan friendly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because that beef flavoring comes from beef.
I think it's safe to say most vegans are not eating at McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they probably have other areas that cause them to not want to be in there.
But,
yeah.
You know, when everybody else they know goes to McDonald's, they might be like, oh, well, I'll just get some fries.
Yeah, that'll be just fine.
Bad news.
Yep, sure. Don't do that.
From Tyler, 23-year-old guy on jury duty, ended up behind bars on Wednesday, according to the Tyler Morning Telegraph. Police said the man showed up to Smith County Courthouse, slurring his speech and, quote, looking sluggish.
What would do that to you?
Yeah, where the courthouse employees informed the sheriff's deputies of the seemingly intoxicated man, authorities asked the 23-year-old, what he had in the big old Coca-Cola cup that he had walked in with.
Ooh.
Yeah, apparently after police confronted the man, whom they described as not being in a normal mental state, the juror attempted to leave the courthouse, but was stopped by police, who discovered a big old beer inside his large cup.
Oh,
charged with public intoxication.
At least go with the hard stuff,
well,
man.
Well, yeah, that's it. Well, you know, because you're going to get it drunk up before you finish your jury time, and, you know, what the heck? Then what are you going to do? So, just letting you know. And while we're talking about the law and citizens, got another Florida story for you this morning. I know it feels like you couldn't survive without your phone. And if you can't find it for more than 5 minutes, you're basically
horrible. On nightmare.
Yeah, the worst thing that could ever happen. This is a little extreme. 23-year-old guy lives in Florida. His name is Eric Ross. Called 911 on Sunday to report a shooting. A shooting inside his house in Daytona Beach.
Okay.
So a bunch of police respond, as you would expect. They show up, guns drawn. Once they got there, he told him he made it up.
Oh.
Yeah, he made it up because, well, he knew that if he just, you know, he couldn't find his phone.
But how did he call?
Well, apparently he must have a phone in his house.
Oh, the landline. He couldn't call his own cell phone?
Then that's why you call your cell phone.
Oh, wait.
What if it's on vibrate?
Yeah, no, that's not it. They showed up, but once they got there, he told him he made it up because his phone was in the house and he couldn't get in. So he needed the police to get him in his house.
So he used someone else's phone.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, this
And Mozon.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. He knew it was a little risky.
A little.
Yeah, because
you make up a shooting. Of all things to make up.
Well, he in his 911 call, he was very smart in that he told the operator that the police shouldn't shoot him when they got there.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Okay. They did initially point their guns at him. He's arrested for misusing 911.
Wow.
Turned out he tried to break into the house, but, you know, to look for his phone. He couldn't. So, anyway.
There's a thing called pop-a-lock. I'm sure it exists in Florida.
And they probably have them for houses.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Just saying.
I like the idea that he was like, he knew it was a little risky. Like he and his buddies were planning out, like, this might be a little risky, guys.
Yeah, yeah, let's just jump off into the pool.
See if we want to try this, and maybe so. All right. Okay, here's your Harry Potter news for today.
Ooh, yeah.
There will be three new
books.
Harry Potter books. Yes. You already knew about this?
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, so what are you going
to
do?
I only heard about two, though,
okay.
Not three.
All right, well, let me see. This fall marks the 20th anniversary of the original publication of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Okay, because remember?
It was originally the Philosopher.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It was Sorcerer's when it came over here.
Sorcerer's Stone, yeah.
See, I didn't even know that 2 weeks ago, but now I do. Okay. Anyway, so according to the Globe and Mail newspaper, one of the books will be Harry Potter, A History of Magic, the Book of the Exhibition, containing some of the actual subjects studied by Harry and his friends at Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Then Harry Potter, A Journey Through a History of Magic, will explore the other parts of the Potter universe, less understood varieties of magic like alchemy and witchcraft.
Oh.
And the third book will be an illustrated edition of the original third novel, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Now, so you going to get these?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel as if there'll be any problem that you'll be able to find some of your besties who were also what do you call it if you're a Harry Potter freak?
Potterhead.
Okay, if you're a Potterhead. You'll be able to find other Potterheads to have a discussion with?
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay. You're asking her this, but like as you're reading this story, she's about to pop. Can you hear her
over
there?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, this is pretty cool. I will say I wasn't a huge fan of the play that came out, but I think it was because it was written as a play, and I would rather read a book, if that makes sense.
Of course it does. Absolutely.
But these being books, and I feel like, you know, everybody just wants to go to Hogwarts. Yeah. Everybody wants to be a student there.
Sure.
And this is like textbooks from Hogwarts, basically.
Huh. Man. And you see, now look.
So
you see,
excited.
You see where this is going now? Somebody will then actually write these books.
Yeah.
I mean, they will produce these books.
For the classes that you take at Hogwarts. Mm-hmm.
Which is amazing because in the real world of college bookstores, you probably can't stay in business anymore.
Right.
But if it happened to be the books that are at an imaginary school.
About potion making.
Yeah, about potion making.
Give it to me.
People want to have those books.
As a kid, I used to like mix ingredients together in the kitchen. Potion making.
That's pretty cool. One of the rules was you had to clean up after it, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and
they don't use anything too expensive.
So your mom comes home and there's powdered ingredients all over the floor and all over the counter and all that.
Yeah.
But
I've got a potion.
Well, but who would you try the potions out on?
I wouldn't make anyone actually like
them. You could have like the dog.
It was just
dog can try that.
Hey, she lived to be 16.
Hey,
so
that's
whatever
not bad.
It was.
Okay.
It's longevity potion.
Yeah, exactly.
Must have worked. Speaking of dogs, a dog owner from Scotland got the surprise of her life when her golden retriever gave birth to a green puppy.
Whoa.
The pup named Forrest is one of nine puppies, and the mom is 3 years old. Vets believe the green fur is caused by exposure to biliverdin, which is a green bile pigment found in the placenta. Really? Well, then why doesn't that happen more often?
Right.
Anyway, the color will fade in a few weeks.
Oh, bummer.
There's a picture out there somewhere,
though.
Yeah, there
is.
Find it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it is very green.
Okay, it's
green
a very
puppy.
Green dog.
Wow.
Very green dog. There you are.
I did see a picture on the internet the other day of a blue lobster.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy caught a blue lobster, and he ended up donating it to science so they could study it a little bit more, but it was very blue.
That's cool.
They said that, and every once in a while they show up, they said the chances of that are 1 in 2 million,
okay?
Which means that's about 30 times more better chance than winning the lottery.
If you do that, so they're out there.
Yeah. All right, so one of these days, governments are going to quit doing this, but a public vote to name 4 trains running between Sweden's cities of Stockholm and Gothenburg have resulted in one of the 4 being named Trainy McTrainface.
Oh, boy.
Other trains have already been named by the public. One is named Estelle after a 5-year-old daughter of Sweden's Princess Victoria.
Okay.
Next in line is to the Swedish throne, by the way. Another is named Glenn for the long-running joke that everyone in Gothenburg is named Glenn. That's pretty good. I like that. 4th train is yet to be named, but the public is hoping that it's Trainee McTrainface to follow up on the British research vessel that was named Bodie McBoatface.
Yeah.
They'll stop doing that soon.
I was going to say, when are we going to get over the whole blanky McBlankface thing?
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Good morning. It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications. 775-2929. All right. Pretty much the same kind of thing we've been having. High temperatures are probably going to be in the upper half of the 90s, close to 100. Heat index will be well over that, 103 to 107 or so. And low temperatures each night will be in the middle 70s. Continue that pattern, as I say, through the weekend. There's a slight chance of showers popping up tomorrow and on Sunday, but it's only about 20 or 30%. Currently winds out of the south at 3. We've got a few clouds out there. It's 77.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Residents of Baltimore are so fed up with the constant killings in their city, they're now taking it upon themselves to try and stop it, at least for a weekend. Erica Bridgeford, a 44-year-old mother, is one of the organizers of a new citywide campaign, Nobody Kill Anybody. She and other neighborhood leaders are asking Baltimore residents to commit to a three-day ceasefire during the first weekend in August. So far this year, 188 people have been murdered in the city. Ms. Bridgeford has a personal stake in the effort. Her brother was killed, and his killer was never brought to justice. The Nobody Kill Anybody slogan has been printed on T-shirts. Community meetings have been held. A Facebook page and a website have been created. The website says the ceasefire is the product of Baltimore residents not only being exhausted by homicides, but believing that Baltimore can have a murder-free weekend if everybody takes responsibility. To date, 600 people have pledged not to kill anybody during the ceasefire weekend, including some of the young men who hang out on Baltimore street corners. Now, for years, the liberal political class has called conservatives mean-spirited for saying people should take responsibility for their own lives. Now, I guess things are so bad in Baltimore that asking people to take responsibility appears to be the only option left. Can you believe a ceasefire in an American city on a weekend?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You've heard the old saying, you get what you pay for. Well, it's certainly true for tractors, folks. Some companies think you'll buy a tractor just for the paint color, maybe a phony low price. Mahindra wants you to read the fine print. You'll see that no one has a better warranty than Mahindra's 7-year limited powertrain warranty. Only Mahindra has MCRD engine technology for lower operating costs, better fuel efficiency, and hassle-free maintenance. Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles come standard, 25% more legroom, and a full 3-year warranty. That's 6 times longer than the other guys. So get your work done, America, with a Mahindra, the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth. Learn about Mahindra's financing and low monthly payments at MahindraUSA.com, the world's number one selling tractor.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Possible action in the state legislature on city annexation laws is raising concern in Bryan.
It's a lot of legislation right now pending, which really is, I'll just put it bluntly, is an assault on the city's ability to do annexation, and some of them perhaps might be for good reason in other communities, but here, that's something that we need to be able to plan for.
Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn on our show says that's because they're studying what will be done around the new Rellis campus.
We really want to see a growth that will, you know, be appropriate adjacent to a $500 million investment on part of the state itself, mm-hmm, with Rellis campus. We're working to try to look how much area needs to be taken in surrounding or part of the campus itself, working with how we provide services.
Dunn says city officials are excited about future development along Highway 47, much of which is already inside the Bryan city limits. The Bryan School Board has changed how it will select the construction company to convert the existing Stephen F. Austin Middle School building into new central administration offices.
We completed the design back in November, and we've been working diligently with Balfour Beatty over the past almost 8 months now, trying to get the project to where it would do what we needed to do and get within the budget. We have not been able to do that.
The board approved the recommendation from Bryan ISD's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, to solicit official bids from local contractors after doing an informal survey earlier this year.
We believe that the renovation that we have and the scope of work that we have right now meets the needs of the district. It's not overpriced, and it ought to be a good number.
When Bryan ISD voters approved a bond issue in November 2014, the estimated cost of the SFA renovation was around $8 million. After 5 months of workshop discussion, the College Station School Board said very little before adopting its first ever written policy on setting future campus attendance boundaries. Board President Valerie Yokin, who provided the only statement from the governing body, said they've worked hard to be transparent on how future decisions will be made.
And to give some guidelines so that everyone has a clear understanding of all of the options that are available as the school district continues to grow.
Superintendent Clark Ely pointed out CSISD has built and opened 5 new campuses in the last 5 years.
When you have that type of enrollment growth, it's incumbent, I believe, upon administration and the board to have several options and how to most effectively and efficiently monitor that and react to that enrollment growth.
The written policy, which you can read online at WTAW.com, offers options other than adjusting boundaries in order to keep CSISD buildings within limits in terms of headcount and socioeconomic diversity. The U.S. Senate's decision to delay action on Obamacare repeal and replace is just the latest legislation to stall since passing the U.S. House.
We've got 200 bills stacked up over there on the Senate steps that they can't get to, it doesn't seem like.
Congressman Bill Flores on our show says the Senate really laid an egg on the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, partly due to the pursuit of perfection, which he says is not achievable in Congress.
This is a whiff that hurts the president, although not as badly as Congress, and it will hurt the Senate, And unfortunately, it hurts us in the House have been doing our job. It's really, really frustrating.
Next Monday and Tuesday, Flores is holding town hall meetings via telephone and Facebook Live. Details are on the congressman's website, flores.house.gov. Two abortion providers, Planned Parenthood and Whole Woman's Health, have filed a joint lawsuit in federal court hoping to overturn the state's new ban on a second trimester procedure known as dilation and evacuation.
Lawmakers commonly refer to it as dismemberment abortion. Doctors call it dilation and evacuation. And according to Amy Hagstrom Miller, the CEO of Whole Woman's Health, it's the most common abortion method.
It is a law that makes it illegal for doctors to use their expertise to do what is right for the women they serve.
The ban will not be easy, according to Dr. Joe Poyman of the Texas Alliance for Life.
With due respect for the author, for whom we have great respect, we just don't think this is going to survive a federal court challenge, and we cannot recommend it to you.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
As the Texas legislature special session finishes its first week, look for the governor to keep score on how his agenda is doing.
We are hopeful that we will be able to publish something by the end of this week.
Governor Abbott says the so-called naughty or nice list will inform the public on which lawmakers support him.
We want to reward those who are supporting it by letting the public know that these people are behind the governor, behind an agenda that's going to ensure both more freedom, more economic opportunity, lower taxes, better pay for teachers, things like that.
The governor's comments came during his interview this week on WTAW's The Infomaniacs. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This look at news, it's brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
More zero turns are on the way, and we need to move out the ones in stock. Hi, this is David with Kairos Truck Center. If you've been using that old worn-out mower for a while, and you've ever wanted to upgrade, now is the time to do it. The zeros are still in effect with zero down and 0% interest on every zero-turn Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler mower in stock. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Call the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Good morning. It's 7:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Sunshine, it's going to leave the temperatures on the warm side yet again today. We're close to 95 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, we're clear, 75 to 80. Weekend looks sunny and warm. All that sunshine tomorrow should lead to a high of 90 to 95. There could be a thunderstorm late tomorrow afternoon. Skies become clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. And we'll have partial sun with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday. Highs will be around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Ole Miss football coach Hugh Freeze has resigned after an investigation into phone calls made to an escort service. Meanwhile, the Orioles rallied to hand the Rangers a loss to sweep the series. And we'll give you the latest on the British Open. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
you know, everybody had been speculating about how things were going to go this year with all the NCAA problems
right.
that they were having at Ole Miss. And apparently you don't have to worry about that anymore, do you?
See you later, Hugh.
No. Okay, I think we have our final Florida story for today.
Okay.
You guys sent me a video of this.
Never
I don't know
be sure.
If you saw it. Yeah, it's true. A retired Florida firefighter took extreme measures to get AT&T workers to remove their trucks from his property. Did you hear about this?
Oh, I did hear about this.
According to police in Hialeah, Florida, AT&T utility employees were working on lines near the home of 64-year-old George Jove. He came outside. He was upset that the trucks were parked in front of his house and asked the workers to move them. The AT&T workers told George that, they would remove the vehicles as soon as they finished their repairs. That
right.
apparently was not fast enough for him.
Nope.
Police say that went back into his house, came out a few minutes later with his gun, and started shooting at the trucks. Flattened the tires.
The tires, yep.
Shot into the bodies of the trucks. And shot at one of the radiators of the trucks.
I mean, he looks very calm while doing it, but it's just kind of willy-nilly, just shooting it off like it's a, you know, like a not even a BB gun, like a toy gun.
And they've
can't
got
do that.
Audio of the call to the police.
Oh, yeah.
The AT&T guy was really pretty calm, all things considered.
I mean, I think he could, well, I don't know. Yeah, it's almost like he could tell that he wasn't going to go after a person necessarily.
I'm watching him shoot the tires out of the truck right now. Just saying. And you're right. He was very calm. It's like he'd done this all before. This was just what he had to do this week.
Yeah.
As opposed to the other time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, we asked the questions that you didn't even think to ask, but you might like the answer to. For instance, whether it's mouth-watering blueberry muffins made from scratch, or maybe it's that partially open box of fish sticks that's hiding in the back of your freezer for the last 8 months, there's a fairly good chance that when you go to heat them up in your oven, you're going to set it to 350. Even those are very different kind of foods, so why 350? And it's all thanks to something called the Maillard reaction. In 1912, a chemist named Louis Maillard was the first to describe that magical transformation that happens to food when it's cooked at around 300 to 350 degrees. Now, again, this was 1912, but the finer details of the process really are not totally understood yet. But according to Serious Eats, it's generally agreed that the Maillard reaction happens when heat transforms the proteins and sugars in the food, creating the release of the new flavors and the aromas and, of course, the colors. However, that doesn't mean that we should cook everything at 350 just because that's the baseline. For example, some breads need higher temperatures because they need to rise quicker. Puff pastries do better when they're probably in a 400-degree oven, for instance, because the steam released at that temperature helps the dough expand. And by the way, you should thank your lucky stars for modern oven temperature dials, which are way better than the old method of sticking your arm inside to test the heat, because that's what they used to do. They did. Bakers would hold their arm inside the oven to see if they could stand it for more than 30 seconds.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's terrible.
Yeah, if they could stand it for more than 30 seconds, it wasn't ready yet.
But different people have different pain thresholds.
Well, that's also
right,
true.
That's so true.
That's why bread could be different, but that's pretty much how they do. Well, and the other thing is, it used to be kind of like a dial thing, and now it's all digital, so you can
now
know
it's
that
easy.
The number is exact.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Have you heard about the new food that they've got at Walmart?
Yes.
What do you think?
Disgusting.
Yeah, I do,
I don't
too.
Know if I've heard about it.
All right. Absolutely disgusting.
There are any number of polarizing culinary innovations out there. First one that comes to mind to me is candy corn. But,
yeah.
But Walmart has unveiled a new product under their great value label, Fruit Punch Pickles.
Ew.
They're
yep.
called Tropicals.
Tropicals.
Yeah. And so there you are. What's interesting is they are startlingly red. They are very, very red. And although Walmart appears to be the first commercial operation to recognize them, Fruit Punch Pickles have apparently had a loyal fan base for generations, particularly in the South. Have you known anybody who's done this?
Never even heard of this before.
Chelsea?
No. I had never heard of this until I heard about it yesterday.
All right. Quick Google search reveals pages of hits for Kool-Aid Pickles.
Wow.
Or Kulikles, as they were called, where you would use a concentrated Kool-Aid and a lot of sugar. They even had something called Jolly Rancher Pickles, which, to be honest, sounds really terrible.
Yeah. Right?
Sweet pickles of any kind tend to, I don't know. I prefer dill pickles and that kind of thing.
I do like some sweet pickles. I used to hate them as a kid, but it's something that over time I actually ended up liking. But I still like them to look like a pickle.
Admittedly, Walmart picked up on the fruit punch pickle from the internet, attributing its inception to social media. They said the modern-day couple, the pickle and fruit punch, met on a social media. They bonded, and there you go. And now they are creating their union on the Walmart shelves. So.
See, I like sweet pickles, but a fruit punch pickle and a sweet pickle are two different things.
Correct.
Like, sweet pickles, just kind of sweet. Fruit punch.
Caller.
Yeah, how about one for the pregnant ladies, a milk chocolate pickle?
Ooh,
yeah,
well, that's not a bad idea. Mm-hmm.
There's only a certain number of things you can do when brine is involved, okay?
Yeah.
Just so few things once you've got some sort of a salty substance. Hello.
Right.
Well, and then there's bread and butter pickles.
Well, there are bread and butter.
Uh-huh. I love bread and butter pickles.
And those are good.
And I don't know why they're called that either, but, still. Red also has something to do.
Yeah, someone texted in and said, seen those red pickles on many trips from Texas to North Carolina.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, and again, it's after you buy some, and then what are you going to do with the other nine
right.
that are in there?
Can I get a single one?
Yeah.
I was the kid who used to go get the big jumbo pickle at the movie theater.
Pickle was awesome. You're right. That was a great bargain, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what they cost now, but, they sold for a nickel for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, I never bought it for a nickel,
Yeah,
Scott.
I understand. Well, that's right. Hey, well, I know, but some of those pickles that are that old are still down there in the bottom
True.
Of the jar, too.
Yeah.
Hello? Hey.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, I had never heard of this pickle and Kool-Aid thing until I moved up here. And I actually have several friends who love this. Either they take a big pickle, scoop out the inside, and pour in dried Kool-Aid mix, or stick in a Jolly Rancher and suck on them both at the same time. And it is very, very popular around Hearn.
Have you bought into this now?
I have not gotten up the nerve to try it yet. I love pickles, but it just sounds disgusting to me. But I've seen my friends have done it. I mean, I've been around them when they've been eating them.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right.
Alrighty.
Well, that's booger.
Now,
County.
I was a big fan of pickle juice snow cones growing up.
And see, now pickle juice, now that's
but something
that's
different. Just pickle
sure.
juice. Right. It still tastes like a pickle, and it's just on ice.
You can use that on sour slaw, too. I mean, there's a whole lot of things you can do with that.
Yeah. Pickle juice shots?
Yep. All right. So Bill Lear, the guy who invented the Learjet, okay? Bill Lear invented the Learjet. Also invented the 8-track tape player.
Really? The guy who invented the Learjet invented the 8-track?
Yep, and he had a daughter. Her first name was Shanda.
Shanda.
Chandelier.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, really?
Hello.
Hey. Red hot pickles with red hots in them.
Ooh,
great.
Cinnamon. That's bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Summerbration. Summerbration. It's a funny word that combines summer and celebration into one. And it's a key component of the Honda Summerbration sales event. But it's not limited to nor exclusive to it. For example, feel free to say, I'm celebrating my friend's birthday with a picnic in the park. Or, sweet jacuzzi, let's all suit up and summerate together. So, while we meet certain well-qualified buyers can say, I got 0.9% APR at the Honda Summerbration sales event on a 2017 Honda Accord from KBB.com's Best Value brand. Please, feel free to use Summerbration as you see fit. Liberally. All summer long. There's a Summerbration happening at your Honda dealer. So hurry in today.
Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers today or online at CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
Based on 2017 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information. APR financing offers available for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for financing details.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, smooth and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Hey, Mom and Dad, do you think it's best to parent each of your kids in exactly the same way? If so, you may want to consider if that's best for them individually. Hi, this is...
Wait, you know, that's yesterday's Focus on the Family. Yeah, it is. Let me see. Let me see if I can go find today's, okay?
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
My mom died when I was 9. I still remember what people told me over and over again the day of her funeral. They said, "Be a big boy and don't cry." I wanted to be strong for my mom, and according to the adult voices surrounding me, that meant I wasn't allowed to shed a tear. So I went through the entire funeral, fighting back the emotion that was nearly exploding in me. I remember looking into my mom's casket and thinking, "I gotta stay strong and be a man." Then I turned and walked down the aisle by myself, past all those people attending the funeral. I couldn't look at any of them in the eye. I kept my eyes down and told myself over and over, "Don't cry." I'm sure those people meant well, but their comments sent me a terrible message. For years, I believed that real men never showed their tears or other tender emotions. Not only is that a heavy burden for a 9-year-old at his mother's funeral, but it can come between a grown man and his wife, too. Even now, my wife Jean will sometimes say to me, "Jim, it feels like you're not connecting emotionally." But then she'll ask me this, "What are you thinking right now?" And that's a helpful tip you can use with your husband as well. If he's been taught that men are all strength and no heart, he may not know how to put his feelings into words. Help him out. Get your husband talking about what he's thinking. Once he opens up, he'll usually stumble into what he's feeling. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention small business owners. You know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, Ole Miss football coach Hugh Freeze has resigned after school officials found a, quote, pattern of personal misconduct that started with an investigation into a call to an escort service. Freeze's resignation brings a stunning end to a 5-year tenure that saw a Sugar Bowl victory, but also a wide-ranging NCAA investigation into rules violations. Meanwhile, in Nevada, O.J. Simpson has been granted parole after more than 8 years in prison for a Las Vegas hotel room heist. The 70-year-old Simpson could be released as early as October 1st. In Southport, England for the British Open, Rory McIlroy made 3 birdies and shot 31 on the front 9 at Royal Birkdale. That's 8 shots better than his opening round, and suddenly he's back in contention again. McIlroy was 2 under par and only 3 shots out of the lead. Matt Kuchar finished the day at 1 over for a total of 4 under to take 3rd on the leaderboard. Current leaders Jordan Spieth and Brooks Koepka, who are 5 under, tee off later this afternoon. Meanwhile, Dustin Johnson is in danger of missing another cut in a major. Johnson is in the same group as McIlroy. The number one player in the world has made only 1 birdie in 27 holes. He's 3 over for the tournament.
Out at Nutrabolt, the Brazos Valley Bombers looked for some late-inning magic but couldn't put together the runs to take down the Texas Marshals, who won last night's game 6-5. Here's Coach Trey Porras on the loss.
Obviously, it was a sloppy game on our part, pretty much from in the start and the end. I mean, at the end, it wasn't as sloppy as it was. They earned it. They earned the ninth inning. But it kind of goes back to Jim Schlossnagel said this a lot when he was being interviewed in the offseason, and our head coach at Texas A&M Corpus Christi, Scott Malone, echoed it. The line between winning and losing in college baseball is razor thin, between the top and the bottom. And it showed again tonight.
The Bombers trailed into the sixth before gaining a 4-3 lead and extending it to 5-3 in the eighth, but the Marshals bounced back with three runs in the ninth to take the lead for good. The Bombers have the next two nights off before facing the Acadiana Cane Cutters on Sunday. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
here's the pitch, and that's cued off the end of the bat over first. It is fair, and it's past Napoli. That'll score Tejada. Around a third base goes Rickard. It's an opposite field double for Jones, and the Orioles take a 6-5 lead.
Jonathan Shoup and Adam Jones both homered and drove in three runs, and the Baltimore Orioles rallied to beat Cole Hamels and the Texas Rangers 9-7 to complete a four-game sweep. Mark Trumbo and Chris Davis also homered for the Orioles, who trailed 5-1 in the fifth inning before coming back to hand Hamels his first loss in 10 starts this season. The Rangers will hope to turn it around tonight in St. Petersburg as they start a fresh three-game series with the Rays. First pitch for that one scheduled for 6:10 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the Astros had the night off, but they head to Baltimore tonight to face the Orioles. First pitch for that one scheduled for 6:05 p.m. And in Houston, soccer fans came from all over to watch Manchester United take on Manchester City in the Manchester Derby at NRG Stadium. Manchester United won the game 2-0. The Manchester Derby in Houston is the first time the teams have played each other outside of England. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. Time for the deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota. Today, it's a 2016 Chevrolet Cruze Limited. Turbocharged Ecotec, 37,000 miles for just $13,890. Get that turbocharged 2016 Cruze again for $13,890 from Team Ford of Navasota. They also have a customizing shop where you can get pretty much anything done to your pickup truck that you want at Texas Custom Outfitters. To see it all, find them online at teamofnavasota.com. Or make the short trip south to Navasota. They're on Highway 6 right there next to Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Again, that's Team Ford of Navasota.
If your home could talk, what would it say? All customers of BTU are now eligible for the Smart Home Incentive Program. If you're looking to save money each month, consider upgrading the energy efficiency of your home today. Simply installing attic and wall insulation or even Energy Star windows and solar screens can yield you substantial energy savings, leaving your home and wallet saying thank you. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office. And now BTU brings you your energy savings tip of the day.
Using a programmable thermostat in your home allows you to customize settings to reflect your daily schedule. For example, you can set the thermostat to raise the temperature during the day while you're not at home and lower it in the evening when you return. This helps to reduce unnecessary heating and cooling costs.
Your energy and money-saving tip is brought to you daily by BTU. For this and other simple ways you can save money, visit btutilities.com.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We did birthdays earlier this morning, but there's a very important birthday coming up on Sunday. Diet Coke.
Oh.
Just saying. Diet Coke. 1982, I think it came out. Something like that. 35 years ago. I know you think that we have enough TV channels, but you're wrong. Millions of households that get Netflix and Amazon and Prime and Hulu and Crackle, you mix them all together, and yes, you'll be able to soon get Barry Manilow TV for only $9.95 a month.
Well, it's about time.
That's right. Subscribers receive 5 curated videos each month, an exciting treasure trove of concerts, one-time-only benefits, awards evenings, private shows. It could all be yours at Manilow TV. All right. Hey, we didn't make it to 80 today, did we?
I don't think so.
All right. So the record ends at 2. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Bryant.